Welcome back to Vanguardia America. This is James Garcia, your host. I have a special guest now, the president and CEO of the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is with us. That's Monica Villalobos. And we're going to talk today about Datos. Datos is a report that this organization does every year. This is the 26th year for the report. And it's basically a kind of big picture view of the Arizona Hispanic marketplace. But the presentation that she did this year for Datos was done at the opening of the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Conference. That's a national organization that represents, in essence, about 5 million Latino businesses across the country. They held their national convention in Phoenix, and it opened on October the 3rd. It was a three-day event. And Datos, the Datos presentation, because AZHCC is affiliated with the national group, opened the event, and that's where Monica made her presentation. So welcome to Vanguardia, Monica.
Thank you so much, James.
Talk about what you presented to the audience in terms of the stuff that they most need to know about this year's Datos report.
Sure. We focused on economic development or economic opportunity and really looked at the overall impact of Latinos in the state, in the country, and around the world. We know that about 9 to 10% of global citizens are of Latino descent. We know that in the U.S., Latinos are spending more than $2 trillion in the economy. As a standalone economy, it would be the seventh largest in the world. So a lot of spending dollars, big impact here in Arizona. There are more than 2 million Hispanics, 30% of the state, 40% of Phoenix Metro, and more than 50% of K through 12. And they're spending about $63 billion in Arizona's economy. And they continue to outperform forecasts and predictions for population growth and spending. So for us, it was really about the future and what the future looks like in Arizona. We had two follow-up speakers that were amazing. Dr. Hayes Bautista out of UCLA, who talked about his reports on the Latino GDP, as well as Ron Insana, who talked about the global economy. So really, my role was just to open the show. It was sort of in the research world and in the economics world, like opening up for Carlos Santana and Jimi Hendrix. So it's pretty exciting.
Carlos Santana, another expert on the Latino economy, right? No, thank you so much. No, thank you so much for that opening. Let's just start with just the spending power, right? And the spending power of Latinos in this state. Again, you mentioned about $60 billion. Is that correct?
60 to 65 billion. Well, in the state, about 60 to 65 billion. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And a big chunk of cash. And what
a lot of tacos.
Yeah. Well, what are the besides tacos? What are some of the things that Latinos spend that money on in this economy that business owners, whether you're Latino or not, should know?
Latinos over-index in virtually every category. So whether it's clothing or entertainment or restaurants, automotive, everything you can imagine that the general market purchases, Latinos are spending more than their share. It's twofold, right? So the first part is they over-index against the general population in Arizona. So if the general population, just a hypothetical, is spending $1,000 a year on fast food, then Latinos are spending 10% more than that, right? So there's that piece of it. But also in proportion to their income, they spend significantly more. And that's a double-edged sword because they're spending, they're making money, they're spending money, but they're not saving money. So it's good for the economy that they're spending money, but from a wealth building perspective in our community, we're not saving, making investments and making sure that we're building wealth in the community.
Yeah, you're right. I hear what you're saying about it being a double-edged sword. Other things that business owners out there, big and small, should know about what Latinos are spending money on.
Well, I think we're seeing, because Latinos are typically younger than the rest of the population, they're hitting a lot of those spending milestones more often and faster. So things like getting married, buying a house, having children, all of those things automatically generate spending for obvious reasons, right? Also, we're living in multi-generational households. Things like groceries are through the roof, right? Lots of grocery, lots around entertainment as well. We don't hear that too much because they're also buying in cash. So they may spend $500 on a couple of tickets to a concert. They're paying for that in cash rather than leveraging kind of credit or things like that that other populations might do. So I think it's important for business owners here to understand that this is it continues to grow. The population continues to grow. They continue to spend big dollars across all categories, but there are opportunities to help this segment also build wealth. And I think our financial services industry is learning to get past just the checking account, just the savings account, just the credit card, but really get into investment and other forms of building wealth.
And I understand that. I mean, you're kind of describing this interesting phenomenon. It's a much younger population on average. And yet I think I recently noted that there were about 75% of Latinos in the country are adults, right? So a fourth of them are under 18, three quarters of them are adults. And a lot of those people are young adults. So interesting what you're saying about, yeah, they're doing the things young adults do. They get married, they have wedding ceremonies, they buy their first house very often. And buying a house, of course, whether you're Latino or not, is perhaps the single most important investment that families make in the country. Where are Latinos, say, here in the state of Arizona with regards to the home purchasing industry? How do they fit into that?
Sure. Well, home ownership here is higher than the national average. The national average is close to 50%. Here in Arizona, we're at about 53%. So already over-indexing on home buying as well. And so it's important to understand that that comes with a lot of expenditures, right? When you buy a home, it's not just buying a home. It's, you know, buying all the furniture you need for it. It's, you know, making sure you're filling it up with all of the things that you need. So home ownership is on the rise, even in this market where it's difficult, right, to purchase homes.
Yeah, difficult because of the increasing interest rates. Those have gone up dramatically. When you say 53%, you're referring to the percentage of Latinos in Arizona who own a home right now. Is that correct? And it's
correct.
Higher for non-Latinos, I suppose, yes. Whites in particular. Okay.
It's about 65%. The national average is about 65% for non-Latinos. And nationally, close to 50%. But here in Arizona, as I said, we've surpassed that. We're at 53%.
And again, because it's a young population, and it's, I mean, I think of the numbers of Latinos in public schools, statewide in the public school system, which is close to 50% now. We're only 30%, 33% of the population in the state, but already 50% practically in public schools, which of course means in 10, 15, 20 years, they're going to be adults, right? And they're going to be part of this marketplace. What kinds of things do you tell big business, corporate Arizona, and business owners they should be thinking about when it comes to the future growth of this population?
You know, one of the big conversations we have with corporate partners is that because the future is Hispanic, their marketing plans, for instance, Hispanic can't be a segment or one strategy. I mean, Hispanic is the strategy. That is that's going to be the majority. And so they need to prepare and understand and research and collaborate with organizations so that they can provide reliable and, you know, responsible advertising. We've seen many examples of companies that haven't done that correctly and they've gotten themselves into trouble. But even more important than that, James, I think it's we've asked companies to look internally and to say, before you ask How can I attract the Hispanic consumer? Ask, how do I reflect the Hispanic consumer internally, not just at the front lines level, but at the board level, at the executive management level? Where are those paths to leadership positions for Latinos within these organizations that understand that this is their future consumer base?
Do you anticipate, in terms of just our role in the digital world, social media, all of those sorts of things, is that a place where Latinos are going to be big players going forward?
I think so. It's sort of that while we live in vulnerable communities, we also live in nimble communities that pivot a lot easier, that adapt a lot easier, particularly when it comes to technology. I mean, I remember when cell phones, were first making their entrance into our lives, at least, modern day cell phones. I'm not that old, so I'm not talking about like satellite phones or anything
you're
like
talking
that.
About you're talking about the Star Trek style flip phones, right? You're not talking
right.
about bricks from 1975 or whatever those
Correct.
Are. That's right. Okay, good. Just want to get a good sense of where we are in the conversation.
So with those modern day cell phones, we saw a lot of early adoption. Mm-hmm. And so we saw a lot of early adoption to that technology, and it just kind of continued as smartphones became available. So I think we're going to see a lot of industries adapting to that technology. And I'll give you an example. I mean, we do a lot of research. And one of the things we're talking about is when you reach out to the Latino community, you have to have a sample that takes into account online Latinos, Latinos you can reach by phone, Latinos that you can meet in person, like mall intercepts, etc. And the one universal is the cell phone. The cell phone is sort of that one anchor.
And it's an equalizing force thing. And there's a kind of mm-hmm. equity in the system that's sort of being created by that, right? So Monica Villalobos is the president and CEO of the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She presented Datos this year. It's the 26th anniversary for the report. And if we could close out, Monica, tell us if people can find the report online or how could they look it up in case they want to read all of the other pages and incredible data that you guys gather.
Absolutely. We invite everyone to go to our website, which is www.azhcc.com, and look for the link under Research Publications, and you will have access to all of our market intelligence. We share it openly and freely thanks to sponsors like SRP. Again, James, thank you so much. You always give us the opportunity to share our work, and we really appreciate you and everything you do.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.